changed. And Senator Lindsey Graham is calling on the U.S. government to offer Ukraine interest-free loans. On Wall Street, the Dow 43 points higher, the NASDAQ Composite Index is up 14, and the S&P trading 5 points to the upside. More details at srnnews.com.
Our government has engorged itself on borrowed money. Now we are over $30 trillion in debt. If this bubble finally implodes, many Americans would be left penniless and heartbroken. For example, what happens if state and federal pension funds go broke? Or 401ks and IRAs get cut in half due to hyperinflation. Hi, I'm Lance Wallnau, news analyst, best-selling author, and evangelical leader to millions of people just like you. People who understand something big is coming. Now's the time to prepare with a physical gold IRA from Birch Gold Group. Precious metals are among the most proven hedges you can make. And they're even better inside a tax advantage account. To get a free info kit on gold IRAs, text the word FAITH, F-A-I-T-H, to 989898. Birch Gold Group is the only gold company I trust. Get their free info kit and see why a gold IRA can help you. There are no strings attached, so just text FAITH to the number 989898 right now, and I pray you are blessed with continued prosperity.
The Ridge Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Alabama's personal injury attorney, me, Johnny Adams of the Johnny Adams Law Firm. Stay weather alert, everyone.
Ridge Thomas Weather.
First full day of spring and temperatures are starting to turn around as the cold begins to fade. Today, not quite as cool with a high temperature up to about 72. Lots of sunshine. Partly cloudy, not as cold tonight. Overnight low in the mid-40s. Tomorrow, a sun and cloud mix, high in the low to mid-70s, with the risk of showers returning Thursday night into Friday, but a dry weekend ahead. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
For the lowest prices around on flooring and DIY flooring installation supplies, Budget Floors and More is your new best friend. Luxury vinyl plank, carpet, ceramic tile, floor installation supplies, and more with prices lower than the big box stores. Budget Floors and More, Hunter Lane, across from Del Rey to Publix.
Broadcasting News Center, these are today's top stories. The Alabama Department of Agriculture and Industries is launching an effort to provide hay for Texas cattle producers who have suffered losses due to wildfires in the Texas Panhandle. The Alabama Trucking Association is providing transportation of the donated hay to Texas. Alabama lawmakers on Tuesday gave final approval to a bill that would restrict diversity, equity, and inclusion programs at state agencies and universities. The bill would also prohibit public school systems from sponsoring DEI programs. The bill now goes to Governor Kay Ivey for her signature to become law. New Alabama football coach Kalen DeBoer has received an 8-year contract worth at least $87 million, and the school also gave basketball coach Nate Oates and athletic director Greg Byrne raises and extensions. The 49-year-old Kalen DeBoer is set to make $10 million in his first year as Bama's head coach. From the Blue Water Broadcasting News Center, I'm Sky Mosley.
It's the best sale of the season at Cafco's Spring Open House this week. Save on home decor, floral supplies, and gifts, or find inspiration for your home in our new spring merchandise. Visit daily for door prices, new deals, and surprises throughout the store. Saturday, enjoy music by Brian Brantley 11 to 1, and stay for our designer demonstrations at 1. Shop our spring open house for huge savings on our already low outlet pricing this week, 9 to 5 p.m. at Cafco Outlet, located on the Wetumpka Highway.
This is your roving reporter, and today I am talking with an elk.
Hey, man.
Mr. Elk, I was just wondering, what do elk do to take care of their money?
Well, like most smart folks, we call David Erdit.
You mean Alabama's most favorite asset preservationist?
That's him, man. We call him up at 334-279-7431 or 205-479-0839.
I see.
Yes, he is our preferred money man.
The money man with the money plan.
You've been paying attention.
Well, could you give us those numbers one more time?
334-279-7431 or 205-479-0839. And I just want to try to give you a heads up, man.
Oh, what's that?
I'm not an elk.
Not an elk, huh? Well, then, pray tell, what are you?
Knights of Columbus.
I am not even going to make a comment.
Well, the baby liked it.
Hey guys, this is Todd Clark with River Region Contracting, your premier roofing contractor in Central Alabama. So remember the name, River Region Contracting, for all your roofing needs. We're not affiliated with any other roofing company in the River Region. We've been in the roofing business since 2005. We don't have to buy our leads, and we don't have to knock on doors when the storms come around. We have thousands of satisfied customers throughout Central Alabama. So call us at 334-356-8635. That's 334-356-8635.
Ahoy there, landlubbers! Is your stomach yearning for some great seafood? Or maybe it's a meat and three you're craving? So set sail for Little Fish Tail Seafood Bar and Grill, the undisputed champion of deliciousness in Lake Jerk and Slap Out. We're talking great food, fantastic drinks, and fabulous music. They're like pirates with spices, creating flavor combinations that'll make your taste buds do a jig. Go see them on Lightwood Road or call 543-4561. Don't forget a free grab bag for the little ones.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness every Saturday at 10 a.m.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Alabama Unfiltered Radio, powered by 1819 News. To join the conversation, call 334-272-9228. Now, here's your host, Scott Deason.
Welcome back into the program, everybody. So, the crack research team has done their work, and you will be glad to know about it. Even Sky will be glad.
All right.
Dogs, a Democrat, and it breaks my heart to have to say an ugly thing like that. But there's a big old pile of evidence that all points towards the fact my dog might be a Democrat.
Oh, it goes on.
Yeah, but the dog is grateful and appreciates it.
So, yeah, the dog even says something later on if they can figure out how to, so he can vote. And the dog, it's a little fat dog in the video, little old black little dog, overweight, and he's like laying there, he's got an I voted sticker on.
And who's the artist, who was the artist again? We should give him credit.
Brian Lewis.
Well done. Okay.
It was posted by him, Brian Lewis. It's from 7 years ago. 17 million views.
Wait, how many years ago?
Seven.
Wow. Okay.
It's more recent than I thought. Nice steel guitar as well. In that one.
I thought that was nice.
His dog has Hillary signs on his doghouse.
Of course.
Yeah. When he drives up. Of course. It's pretty good. Let's go out to T-Spear. T-Spear, welcome to the program. Thank you for listening.
Well, I tell you what, my dog, she works for a living. She's a service dog. And I think all the service dogs would be Republicans because they don't have much use for people who just lay around and don't do anything.
I agree.
That's not the reason I called. I wanted to address the librarian issue.
Okay.
What was the one person at school that everybody tiptoed around and really didn't want to have to go talk to, but they had to because she knew where everything was? The librarian.
Okay.
What better place to hide if you're a screwed up person who still want to be an education? The library.
I was thinking that or the counselor.
And, both good points.
And I'm sure the librarian were always the ones who dressed weird. They had the weird hair color. They looked at you strange. You didn't really want to be around them because they knew too much.
And they were always saying, Scott Beeson, sit down and quit talking. That's usually what my problem was.
They were constantly walking always around with them.
Yeah.
I think some of them were actually cursing when they said that, and they just thought it was funny.
And there it is. That's the best place to hide all the weirdos.
I thought you were a librarian, T-Spear.
You know, what better group of people to indoctrinate themselves into, or to indoctrinate, I think is a better word, themselves into schools, to be able to manipulate children than the library.
That's a pretty good point, especially when we were little and you're going in there like, I gotta find a book. They're gonna make me read a book. And she's like, oh, here, Scott, why don't you read this book?
That's a good point.
That's really not, it's really kind of interesting. That's a good point, T-Spear.
You hide in plain sight and then nobody has anything to say to you. It makes it so much easier for someone who wants to be part of dumbing down the students around them. Because, of course, the librarian was the smartest person in the school. She knew where everything was.
That makes sense. T-Spear, appreciate you.
Thanks a lot, guys. Y'all keep up the good work.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you. Now I have just a total, you know.
Y'all love it? My librarian.
It's a wonderful life.
But I was in a small
Bailey's.
School.
Is it Bailey?
Yeah.
Bailey's wife.
Yep.
What was her name?
Bailey's wife.
Bailey's wife.
Mrs.
She was
probably
super sweet. Mrs. Bailey?
Yeah, that was her.
Remember when they went to Pottersville, she was just an old, not widow woman, what do you call it? Old maid. Remember? And then he was.
I mean, who knows?
Here I am. I'm knowing about the songs
and
about
the
old movies, and y'all are not helping at all. Let's go to Al. No.
Yes.
Is that ours?
Yes, that's our Allison.
No, but Allison would. Okay, you know what Allison would want to do?
Well, I put it in caps.
Go to Lunchbox Bob.
Well.
So I think we should go to Lunchbox Bob instead of Allison. Lunchbox, welcome to the program. Thank you for listening.
It's the third half. One babe in studio. Second babe on hold. That's a man willing to live dangerously there. I like it.
Hey, she's a long way away from me right now.
Let's talk about this for a second, because we've hinted on some ideas, and we've teased around a concept, and I'm going to offer a little bit of light on it. Number one, yes. The problem that we're facing here in Alabama is cowardly leadership from castrated wannabe men of the South. Look at our governor. There ain't no testosterone there. And then, look at our legislators. My goodness, they're all baby boomers that should have been retired years ago. Even the good ones can barely stand up under their own power. But that's just me chatting. Let's talk about the real issue here. Father, your everyday average run-of-the-mill goes to work blue-collar, white-collar, no-collar father in Alabama. One, dads, we've got to do a better job raising girls. If you're raising some little princess who thinks she can't get dirty and should have everything handed to her for the rest of her professional life, you are failing as a father. You need to raise daughters that will become wives, mothers, that will raise the next generation of men that might have a testosterone excess. Where do you find women like that? You won't find them in the princess hall or the common sorority house today. Far too many princesses who've been far too indulged by fathers who aren't willing to raise godly mothers. But indeed, hoflation is a real thing today. And dads, I'm blaming you. Now, I do this understanding that I've got baby girl myself, and I love being a father. I think it is one of the most adventurous and greatest things there can be. Watching this young lady grow into adulthood, I have great excitement. and I'm still looking for a fella that would be decent enough, worthy enough, to even consider leading my daughter as her husband. Ain't found him yet, and I'm cool with that. Next, fathers. How do you make good fathers? Well, you've got to have husbands. That's the basic building block. And what's the number one most solid advocate that will convince young men to become good husbands? It's married women. Follow me on this one. If a married man is not only happy to be a father, but is proud to be a husband, if a married man is telling all his friends how good his life is, if a married man is rejoicing over the wonders that his wife provides him, then unmarried men will be tempted to get married. Married women help make that happen. Because if an unmarried man only hears from his married bros how horrible life is, how drudgery life is, how terrible life is, how indeed a man no longer counts how many years he's been married, but instead counts the number of years till his youngest turns 18 and he can be free of any possible child support, then that does not encourage a young boy to become a married man. And without married men, we won't have good fathers. And it's a chain that leads us right to where we are today. Now, Miss Wonderful's been very good to me, and I'm raising a solid, hardcore woman who I look forward to helping her with grandchildren. And I'm going to teach those grandchildren to drink coffee, strong, black, and slightly bitter.
Well, don't get all choked up now. Amy Beth, Scott Beeson, I don't hear anything from you.
Welcome back. Oh, you didn't hear me. No. Okay. I was saying I have an opportunity to stay on topic, but I'm going to change that, not go with the theme, not go on topic. But speaking of princesses, and let's go to our princess off here somewhere. Allison, welcome to the program. Thank you for listening.
How do you know I'm not on topic?
Because you're never on topic.
I've been on hold for 900 hours. I know everything y'all have talked about. My goodness. No, but why you made me go after Lunchbox Bob? Because I really have nothing. I was just calling to say, hey. And he's got,
because usually you want me to go thought. To, you point and tell me who to go to before the person that's regular. And no one is more regular than you.
What was that?
No one's more regular than me, Scott Beeson. You're right. Not, especially since I started drinking coffee.
Correct.
Hey, do y'all miss me?
Yes, Allison. Yes. We miss you so, so much.
Okay, well, I thought I would be in Montgomery by now, but the herkle-derkling just got in the way. Do you want to know what I did this morning?
Yes.
Okay, the dogs next door came over, so I played with them. And then I ordered new pots and pans. And then
what do you need those for? You don't cook.
It's so true. But, you know, I'm on this health kick, and I've decided that I'm getting rid of all my non-stick pans because I think that's killing us.
Okay.
So I ordered the stainless steel pans, and it seems super important to me this morning, but now I'm like, it's 11:20, and I'm just in Prattville.
Oh my gosh.
I told you, we took baths, she is not going to make it to hang out with Sky.
It's not happening.
Thank you, Allison, for helping me be right.
Darn it.
No, I'm going to make it. I'll make it for the 11:54 little segment.
Okay. Well, call us back when you get there.
I mean, gosh, Allison.
Because I want to see how it works with you in the studio with Sky. So give us a call back and be careful out there.
Don't speed, but kind of.
Hey, I just have to tell everybody that I just passed the go to church or the devil will get you. And I want to change that go to church or you'll turn into a furry. I think that's what's happening.
Very good, Allison. Thank you.
Okay, bye.
Is Thelma still there?
Thelma has dropped off.
Come on, Thelma, give us a call back, please. Don't be mad.
All right.
Allison.
I mean, she's our girl. I mean, it's, you know, we have to go to the princess when...
Yeah, well, Thelma was on topic, so I need to get Thelma back.
She was on top. Well, let's, you know...
No other show in the country would call and would say their callers and then ask them to call back.
But we do.
You think Sam's got time? He's only got a minute.
Sam's on fire.
Sam, welcome in.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. I will be brief. I'm here in Montgomery, and I'm here at the studio, and I'm awaiting Allison. She gets the extra attention. I made the special trip, and I'm going to escort her around town if she doesn't mind, make sure she gets where she needs to go.
Okay. Are you driving a white van, Sam? A white cargo van? Sounds creepy.
A hearse.
Okay.
Hey, gang, listen. The reason I call, I was telling Sky, I was going to go down memory lane just a bit. I got my first D&D play set when I was 13, laid up in bed. I think I was 1978.
Dungeons and Dragons?
Yeah, man. And remember at that time, there was witchcraft and Gaia and all that crap. And people would get, man, there was a lot of, as we played into the 80s. And the parents.
We got to take a break, Sam. We'll get you on the other side. We'll be back.
Luxury car prices and payments have hit an all-time high. But at Lexus of Montgomery, we have every new Lexus model in stock with low APR financing to save you thousands. Right now, take advantage of as low as 3.99% APR financing on your favorite new Lexus. You don't have to pay more to get the luxury vehicle you want. Pay less at Lexus of Montgomery. You deserve to drive a Lexus from Lexus of Montgomery.
Financing up to 36 months is $29.52 per 1,000 financed with approved credit. Ends 4/1/24.
Proud of your Jeep? Then show it off at the second annual Pusa Jeep Fest for a share of over $50,000 in prizes and a trip to Aruba. Tackle our obstacle course and take part in Show and Shine, Light Up the Night, and Turn It Up competitions. March 28th through the 30th at Wind Creek, Montgomery. New this year, sign up for the pizza eating contest. And don't miss the chance to get a photo of your Jeep taken with our 62-foot inflatable Bigfoot. Register now at WindCreekMontgomery.com.
Jeep is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC. The Pusa Jeep Fest is sponsored and affiliated with FCA US LLC.
The Veterans Access to Care Bill, now in the Alabama State Legislature, will relieve the overwhelmed federal VA health care system and provide the specially tailored care that veterans need.
Paid for by the Alabama Council of Chapters Military Officers Association of America Mobile.
Independent Glass has been your one-stop shop for all things glass since 1978. They offer a full range of architectural products, and they're armed with the knowledge and expertise to get even the most demanding job done, big or small. Attention to detail, 24-hour replacement services, and the uncompromising commitment to excellence is why Montgomery's first choice for all things glass is Independent Glass. Call them today at 263-2823 and learn more about what they can do for you at independentglassco.com.
Hey, Shannon, I think it's time we do another commercial for Greenville Foot Care.
Why?
Well, I'm leaving for college and we both have changed so much.
Good point.
What do we want to say?
Hey, what are you guys doing?
Oh, we should make Steven do this one. He was just a baby the last time. It's his turn. Awesome, let's do this.
Wait, I don't want to do this. I don't even know what to say.
You just have to say Daddy's name and phone number. And that they should call for an appointment.
And that there's a website now.
But I don't know any of that stuff.
You don't know Daddy's name is Dr. Brian Kelly?
Well, that part I know.
The number is super easy.
Yeah, it's 265-7585.
265-7585?
She just said that.
Okay, what else?
Tell them that your dad, Dr. Brian Kelly, is a foot doctor in Montgomery.
Tell them most insurances are accepted. And if you have a foot problem, call the number or you can now request an appointment on our website.
And the website is?
GreenvilleFootCare.com.
Okay, I think I got this.
I hope so, because we're out of time.
Don't forget to say the line.
Happy feet start here.
No representation is made as to the quality of podiatric services to be performed or as to the expertise of podiatrists performing such services.
This is former Alabama Supreme Court Justice Glenn Murdoch. Alabama is a great place to live and work and raise our families because Alabamians are a good people of faith and traditional values. But a huge gambling bill in Montgomery would change our culture forever. 10 massive casinos bringing more crime to our big cities and small towns, highly addictive cell phone betting, and the state selling the lie of lottery riches to the poor and most vulnerable. With all that's wrong in the world, this is no time to give up on our traditional values in Alabama. Call and ask your senator to be the leader you elected them to be. to stand strong and vote no on gambling and keep Alabama a great place to live and work and raise our families. Thank you.
Call your senator at 334-261-0800. 334-261-0800. 334-261-0800. Paid for by Eagle Forum, Alabama.
Are you tired of the mainstream media's biased reporting? Do you want to stay informed on the news that really matters to you? Look no further than 1819 News. At 1819 News, we bring you the latest in Alabama news, politics, sports, culture, and more. We've assembled a team of journalists with Alabama values dedicated to the truth and the truth alone. Visit us at 1819news.com today. That's 1819news.com. Subscribe to our newsletter. Honest News, Alabama values.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Again, everybody.
Ride to town, well, I know they'd let him vote.
He could write it down. I know they'd let him vote. This is Alabama Unfiltered Radio. I promised Thelma, so we'll go back to Sam in a second. Thelma, welcome to the program. Thank you for calling back. Thelma?
Oh, dear.
Thelma, are you there?
Can you hear me?
There you yes. are, Thelma. Yes, ma'am, I can hear you.
Can you hear me now?
I can hear you now. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. I have my voice incognito as my nose's pitch.
Yes, ma'am.
And I'm really getting tired of it, so I'm about to let it go.
Okay.
Okay, so here I go. 3, 2, 1. Hey, Scott. It's Tia. How are you today?
Hey, yes, I'm doing
downtown.
Good.
I was downtown supporting Ray Bowles and the new library board Saturday morning, as we were asked to do.
Okay. How'd it go?
It was interesting. I've never been to anything like that in my life.
Really?
Really?
What happened?
I don't mean to be ugly, and I'm sure most of those people that were out there doing all their chants and things from all over Central Alabama weren't as interesting as I am, but I'm like, Jiminy Cricket. So it went well. I mean, the board came in, they all started coming, ganging up, and the library people said, you can't leave your posters, you gotta leave. Anyway,
okay.
The board did what they needed to do, and now I sat at a table of interesting people, and when the board left, I thanked the board. And this lady went, and I'm like, okay, I'm sorry. Do you have any questions before I let you go?
No, I just wanted to hear how it went. I mean, what were they chanting?
Oh, you don't know. They had, I thought I needed to get there early. They had these chants made up. Okay, they had their posters. They had, like, this Ray Bowles chant.
Right, Ray, ho, 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 Ray Bowles gotta go, that kind of thing?
Yeah, pretty much. And then they were trying to, when it got closer to 9 o'clock, they were trying to aggravate the all 8 of us. No, actually 5 of us that were supporting.
Mm-hmm.
And then the little guy, I don't know his name. I don't mean to be ugly. He has a long gray beard.
Okay.
And our little man, that guy came up and he's like, and our little guy said, hey, why don't you come put your dress on like you had on the last time you were boycotting something that's supposed to be right.
Yeah. Wow.
Oh, no, y'all don't understand. And that tall gray-headed guy did this spank me on the butt to anything, and I'm like, Lord, am I really here witnessing?
That's awesome. I wish you had video, T.S. Thelma.
No, I could have videoed, but WSFA has it all on video.
Oh,
I bet they didn't show that part though. The old brave heart butt smacking.
It was hilarious, but not because the little man. Oh, my little man on the bench is ready to just get up because he'd already told the mayor, if that guy comes after me one more time, I'm going to get one good punch in before he takes me down. I'm like, okay, we're going to play here. We're just going to pray, all five or six of us. But no, Ray Bowles did the right thing. We went in, we had the meeting, and WSFA was in the library. And Ray Bowles called the meeting to order, and he said, "Sir, WSFA, sir, I want to talk to you after we adjourn this meeting." And the meeting only lasted like 5 minutes.
Okay.
So, yeah, if anybody comes after me, they can just bring it on.
Bring it on. Yeah. Yes, thank you. Thank you for the update. That's interesting.
People out there doing stuff.
Yeah.
Going to meetings, but people...
That's funny.
Hey, people are crazy.
Especially the folks on the left. They're nuts.
Well, it just kind of goes along with those studies and statistics that we're seeing that they're more depressed, they're angrier, they're lonely.
Woke people are more likely to be unhappy.
I mean, those keeps coming across my feed.
Mm-hmm.
You just ask yourself why.
Well, we'll work on that, too. Let's go out back to Sam from Pike County. Sam, you still there?
I'm still here, and Scott, look, man. Just between you and me, and you know,
Anybody else. What?
Okay, I'm crazy. Crazy is alone. I just won't let you know. I try to deal with it and keep it tamped down, but it keeps shows up. Yeah, and you know, like when I get on the phone and stuff.
Right.
Okay.
Hey, don't forget, Allison's almost there.
Yeah. Hey, listen, I hate it that she had trouble getting into Montgomery, north side of town, because you know, she has all the signs of road rage. I bet she did. Oh, buddy. Anyway, how'd you get this fresh dent on the car? Listen, I tried to rush it last time, but I was just having this flashback. I was doing compare and contrast, thinking about what's happening with the libraries right now and just the society in general. But I just remember as a youth, I was 13 years old, had a terrible flu, laid up in bed at home, missing school, and somebody gave me a little starter set of D&D, and that started me off, and we played and enjoyed it, had good fun. It was a social event between the friends. But there was along that same time in the 70s, you had the witchcraft was really kicking in, and you had Mother Earth and all that. I forget what they call it, but the point of it is, there was a racket back then, for those that don't remember. Oh, D&D, it's evil, this, that, and other. And it's just a game. It was a reflection of whoever played it. But there was a lot of racket. Now, I look to what's happening now. True evil that's running around the city and town and the area. And as everybody's got, like Ray Bowles said, yes, their heads in the sand. They're just in denial. And I'm sorry. I'm stalled out. But that was just a thought that came to me earlier.
We got it, Sam. Appreciate you, buddy.
Hey, and the video of my dog is a Democrat is fantastic. So
it is. It's funny. There's no doubt.
Well, I'm going to have to watch that.
Y'all
got
to check it out.
Sam.
And then if you search for that, there's a whole bunch of other interesting songs.
I love the rabbit trail.
Yeah, it's fantastic. The Clark will be up next on the other side. Maybe we'll figure out where Allison is. She's got to be close, Sky.
Got like minutes away.
I'm keeping an eye out for her.
You can spend the last few minutes.
I've locked the door and barricaded the windows. So,
that's probably a good idea. Hey, are you going to be there when, I know the Birmingham crowd won't hear, but are you going to be there with her and Joey?
I don't think I'll be involved in the show, but I'll be around the building.
Okay.
Got other responsibilities. You know?
Well, I'm glad you don't have to put up with that.
We have to put up with it every day.
Every day. Took us forever to convince her to drive down there. We'll be back.
Who's there?
It's Bill, the electrician, here to make your home burglar-proof.
Oh, thank goodness.
I thought maybe you were an intruder.
No, ma'am. I'm a burglar's worst nightmare.
If your house doesn't have sufficient outdoor lighting, it's a prime target for intruders. That's why you should call Crosby Electric today.
How's it going, Bill?
Just fine, ma'am. See, when your intruder trips this wire, it grabs him by the foot and hangs him upside down.
Really?
The experts at Crosby Electric will install lighting that not only discourages intruders, but also makes it safer for you and your guests to navigate around steps, pools, and other tripping hazards.
Bill, is that contraption safe?
Oh, sure. It's disarmed now, but...
Bill!
Like I said, I'm a burglar's worst nightmare.
I see.
You mind cutting me down, ma'am?
Avoid your worst nightmare. Call the outdoor lighting experts at Crosby Electric or visit CrosbyElectric.com.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. With PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
In Alabama, more than 200,000 of our family members and friends are living without health coverage. Often folks can't stay healthy enough to keep their jobs. We need to fix this. It's time for us to find a way to close the health care coverage gap so that folks can remain in their jobs. Where there's a priority out there, we as Alabamians have always found a way to achieve it. Contact Governor Kay Ivey and let her know. Now is the time to close the coverage gap and cover Alabama.
Paid for by the American Cancer Society Cancer Action Network.
It's Johnny from Sinclair's on Vaughn Road. We've been in business almost 30 years.
Sinclair's East, Vaughn at Taylor.
I think if you hadn't tried us, you should give us a try. We've got a great menu, offering anything from chicken fingers, wings, salads, fajitas. At lunchtime, we do great country lunch with different vegetables and different meats every day.
Sinclair's, where you get great sandwiches and our daily meat and three special at lunch, to great pasta, chicken, steaks, and seafood for dinner.
Our most popular items are, we got a soup called She Crab Soup, which is extremely popular. We've got a bunch of pasta dishes, which people love. Mediterranean chicken is my favorite.
Sinclair's.
We do live music, light stuff on Wednesdays and Thursdays, and then on Fridays and Saturdays, maybe three-piece bands or four-piece bands.
Come see why Sinclair's has seen lesser restaurants come and go over the years. Johnny Sullivan Sinclair's, at the corner of Vaughn and Taylor. Find them on Facebook at Sinclair's East. Google search Sinclair's Restaurant. Sinclair's.
Web Bobo with Capital Tractor. The Z700 series is the star of Kubota's line of zero-turn mowers, and our special spring pricing makes it easier than ever to take one home today. Powering Alabama, Kubota and Capital Tractor, Montgomery, Brundage, and Greenville.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpets, where you will find a complete line of Mohawk carpet with exceptionally clean, smart strand fiber. It's always available and ready to be installed. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather!
First full day of spring and temperatures are starting to turn around as the cold begins to fade. Today, not quite as cool with a high temperature up to about 72. Lots of sunshine. Partly cloudy, not as cold tonight. Overnight low in the mid-40s. Tomorrow, a sun and cloud mix, high in the low to mid-70s. With the risk of showers returning Thursday night into Friday, but a dry weekend ahead. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
ASE Credit Union makes auto loans easy with rates as low as 4.75% APR. Apply online or visit your local branch today. Federally insured by the NCUA, Equal Opportunity Lender.
ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
We'll be right back.
did that one on purpose.
You're such
over there sobbing. Sky. She don't feel good. The creamer's out of date.
Nope. Sky.
Yes.
So just, you know, little stomach. You're just like, wow, my stomach hurts. Like, this is not fun. You're a grown person. I've had children. It's like, I usually feel great every day.
Rub some dirt on it. Come on.
Yeah. So then I go to make myself a cup, a K-cup of coffee.
Her first cup?
My first.
First cup
here,
of the day.
Here.
Yes, here.
Mm-hmm. I've already had two. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. This is my third cup.
Okay.
And I look at the Mini Moo creamers that I love, Sky.
Mini Moo.
Yeah, yeah. The little cups.
Sure.
The little cups, they're almost like
and
the
And yesterday,
candy.
I noticed when I poured it in that one was a little ringy-ish. You know, ringy-ish. You pour it out and it doesn't quite just meld
sat
into
on
the coffee. Kind of sat there and I'm like, well, this isn't great. Uh-huh. So today I go, perhaps should look at the box and the date.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
It was January 4th.
What year?
2024.
I told her that's not
too
expired.
Bad. That's all
guys,
right.
Y'all are so calm about this.
That's
I'm
not
telling
expired
look, if
at
it's
all.
In the same year, it's close enough.
Yeah. I mean,
wait, we have
oh,
a.
Oh, no.
This? Wait a minute.
Wait.
Here she is.
Are you trying to make yourself as regular as I am?
Yeah. You know what, Sinclair? I am. That's exactly what I'm doing.
She's literally thrown a whole box of the
Scott,
little creamers away because they expired
like
in January.
There are 32 Mini Moos out. That's uh-huh. all. That's all that's left. Uh-huh. And he's over here making fun of me. And I'm like, you
she
know
said,
what?
Oh, I knew and that's why I felt bad. I'm like, you just, you didn't even drink it. How
but
could
I
that be making?
But I drank it yesterday.
Mm-hmm. But you said you
and
felt bad all weekend.
That, I did, but I thought I was getting better. And then yesterday.
Oh, and then it was the
sleeping.
Move.
And
I
then he
her.
Says it's a power suggestion. I'm like, all right, do we really want to go here
she
with
did
the
not
whole
feel
having
bad.
Children?
Until
do we want to do that?
Yes. Until she saw the expiration date.
I've had
was
a
like,
child without any medicine, okay? Mm-hmm. It was by accident, but it doesn't matter. I still, that happened. So I'm not a wuss, Scott. I'm married to
know.
A doctor.
I'm
not allowed to be a wuss ever.
I'm thinking, I don't know. I'm thinking that little Amy Beth on the school bus.
Not allowed to be a wuss there either.
Had her Snicker bar. Okay, you couldn't do that because they didn't want you to learn all the profanities. Had a little Snicker bar out. It's like, I got a Snicker bar. And everybody's like, I want a Snicker bar. And then she starts to open it, and her eagle eyes see that the Snicker bar had just expired. And she was like, oh, gross. This is expired. Little Scott B's is like, give it to me. I'll eat it.
I eat expired chocolate. I do
oh,
not
okay.
eat
so
expired
only,
dairy. Expired dairy.
You didn't smell it. Expired
it's
dairy means
Scott.
It's got
it's not even
Allison,
microbes.
Help a sister out.
Well, look,
it's buttermilk.
They're acting like this is not a big deal.
Jared will eat salmon that's 2 weeks old. And I'm like, I can't do it. So I'm kind of with you, Abs, but I will say it's fake dairy. I bet you'll live.
I think I'm going to live. I mean, will it shorten the length of our meeting today that you're missing?
Or did it chunk out of the container? Yeah.
It chunked.
Oh, that's
Sky.
A problem. That's a problem.
I'm going to test. I think she's fibbing.
I think you should test and take a video because
and
if it just
it.
Kind of separates into little wormy things,
It's
then
still
I think
okay.
you're probably... Who's in there using the microwave? I know what's
okay,
happening.
Brian Dawson. See how
welcome
it sounds to,
my to
the regular world.
World. Thank you.
I mean, what
crunch,
is he going to start
crunch,
like
bing,
filling up
bing,
the
bing.
Coffee pot? And it sounds like somebody's going
well,
potty
maybe he's gonna
in the
pop
corner.
Some popcorn.
You hear everything
after this.
From this end.
Do you hear every time the door opens
yes.
and it says
yes.
back door open?
I crap! We're going to have to put a sign on
we
the door.
Are so unprofessional.
I know. That's
no,
why
no,
we sent you down there to
there.
See how it really is.
This we're Seinfeld of the airways.
Because most of the time when somebody is going in and out the door during the show, their name rhymes with Allison.
I wasn't going to bring that
Mini
up,
Mini Moo came out the nose over there.
Now that you mention it.
Mini Moo came out the nose.
I hear you coming around
it
the
is chunky.
Is it really?
I'm sorry,
you?
Amy Beth.
Golly.
She's right, Sky. It was expired.
Oh, no.
It was badly guilt. Expired. That's different, okay?
So Scott, golly.
Clark will know if it's really,
please
you know,
help.
If it's
please
really
be
dangerous.
On my side.
Clark, welcome to the program.
Hey, Scott.
Hey, Clark.
Hi, Amy Beth.
Hi, Clark.
Guy?
Yes.
You completely nailed it.
Oh, all right.
The age of pretend.
That's it, man. I'm copywriting it as we speak.
All right, that's going in my column.
So, Scott, we're pretending that the regime is not deliberately destroying our country.
You're right.
We're pretending that the economy has not been deliberately assaulted.
You're right.
What else pretending?
Pretending the border is secure.
The DOJ, the FBI, pretty much anything you can put initials on has not been weaponized against American citizens. We're pretending that EVs will ever be a means of transportation for any large number of people in this country. We're pretending that the capacity to produce food is not being deliberately diminished. We're pretending the cost of housing is not deliberately being driven up to funnel people into dependency. Dependency? Wow. Our dependency on China is just being increased by leaps and bounds. And, you know, I got to tell you, Joe Biden might be a friend and a partner of China's, but China ain't a friend and a partner of the United States.
You're right.
Got 25% of retirement accounts are pretty much gone now because of inflation and economic policy. Now, you know, I keep hearing people talk about, is there going to be a civil war? Scott, you tell me what war has ever damaged America as much as we've been damaged in the last 3 years.
That's a good point.
When has the American way of life ever been damaged this much?
Not in the last 150 years, that's for sure.
I swear. But that's where we are. And yeah, it's an age of pretending, and I don't know, it's kind of like we're whistling past the graveyard or something, isn't it?
I couldn't agree more. The problem is, are we going to be able to convince enough Americans to overcome, through at the ballot box, all the cheating that is going to go on? And I don't know if we can convince enough.
They're going to have to do a lot of cheating. I know that. I'm not sure that they have a mechanism in place. People are seeing what's going on. But we still got way too many pretenders.
You're right.
Scott, you keep doing what you do. Sky, thank you.
Thank you,
Beth, you take care. You can be a squish every now and then or whatever. You don't have to be tough all the time.
Thank you.
Yes, Amy Beth can be a squish. Thank you, Clark.
Clark, I'm doing great, too, just so you know.
I'm sorry, say it one more time.
Yeah, I'm doing great. I'm so, thank you for asking. Allison's great.
Oh.
I'm just kidding. I'm in Montgomery. I'm confusing everyone, but I am here.
Well, no, whoa. I thought Amy Beth was there and Allison was in Montgomery.
We're interchangeable. That's fine. You can think that.
Well,
you're right, Clark. No, you're right.
If you had my hearing, you would be.
Well, I just wanted you to know I'm doing really well today.
Okay.
Thanks,
oh,
Clark.
My word.
Great call.
Clark is the best.
That was good.
He is. Also, he just made it into my column.
I mean, he did with the age of pretending. That's what Sky came up with.
Sky said that, but then he said pretending that we're not deliberately destroying our country. It's good stuff.
We are.
Hey, Joey.
We got one more segment. Hey, we can hear everything Allison's saying down there.
Oh, we can.
You want me to smack my gum?
We're not out yet. So
bless
the
it.
Mics are still on.
Oh, we'll be back.
All right.
Hi there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage. For years, I've been asking you to call me at Alabama Home Mortgage because there is a difference in mortgage companies. When you call Alabama Home Mortgage, from the moment we pick up the phone, you will hear the difference. We are passionate about what we do. To us, you're not just another applicant. When you call on us, you are trusting that we have your best interest at heart, and we do. We treat our customers like family, and that's why our customers turn into family. Coming back to us time and time again. We know you have many options when it comes to mortgage financing, and we appreciate the opportunity to earn your business. We are excited to hear from you. Give Alabama Home Mortgage a call at 567-4223. That's 567-4223. Or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com to complete an application on your time. Our passion is just one difference that sets us apart from the rest. It's not just a slogan, call Alabama Home Mortgage, because, folks, there is a difference in mortgage companies. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
HealthWise Foods and Irwin Naturals has a huge comprehensive line of men's health products. Trouble with low T, low libido, or prostate support? Check out Irwin Natural products like Testosterone Up, Prosta Strong, Horny Goat Weed, and more. HealthWise Foods and Irwin Naturals have healthy alternatives to help with these vital issues. Find Irwin Naturals at HealthWise Foods. Family owned for over 36 years. HealthWise Foods, 5147 Atlanta Highway, open 7 days a week. Call 277-9925 or visit them on Facebook.
The Harriet Two Riverboat has the perfect way to start your weekend each Friday with the Spring Dinner Cruise. Enjoy live entertainment as you dine on a delicious, family-friendly dinner. Add your favorite beverage from the cash bar and dance the night away cruising the Alabama River. Get your family together and make it a family tradition. Boarding starts at 6:30 and cruise starts at 7. Book your cruise on the Harriet Two now at funinmontgomery.com.
Thompson Tractor is the go-to source for a complete range of the best equipment for your next construction project. Thompson Tractor also has the trusted parts and expert service you've come to expect for more than 65 years, all of which keeps your business up and running so you can focus on the work you do. And now is a great time to get the compact equipment you need, because right now, there's financing starting at 0% for 36 months on any Cat compact equipment, including skid steers and mini excavators. These machines don't sit around for long, but no worries. If it's not here, we can pull from one of our other 16 locations in Alabama and Northwest Florida. And hey, if you're not ready to buy, Thompson Rents is here, so you can rent what you need. So visit thompsontractor.com for all the details and for the location nearest you. Thompson Tractor and Thompson Rents. We're here for you.
Don't you love the feeling of coming home to a clean house? Let Southern Bells Cleaning Service get your home in order. Families in the River Region trust Southern Bells because they know Callan and Jesse will show up on time and believe in cleaning the old-fashioned way. They bring all their own supplies and specialize in full-service, residential, commercial, vacant properties, and construction cleanup. Estimates are always free. Call Southern Bells today at 546-0715 or follow them on Facebook at Southern Bells Cleaning River Region.
The Health and Wealth Show. The Health and Wealth Show. The show so nice, we said it twice. Weekday evenings at 6 on News Talk 93.1 WACV. The
Health... Make it up, son. Joke's over, hey?
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Welcome back into the program, everybody. All right, one last, we got a couple of things to do before the show is over. Tonight's the second night of the first four games, right, Sky?
Yes.
For the correct. NCAA tournament. We've got Grambling versus Montana State. Colorado versus Boise State. Or Colorado.
Is it Colorado State or Colorado?
The Buffaloes.
Okay.
Colorado State was last night.
Colorado State
whipped Virginia last night. Tonight it's the Colorado Buffaloes versus Boise State.
Okay.
Who you picking? Grambling versus Montana State?
You pick.
I'm going Montana State.
Okay. I'll go Grambling just to be...
Okay.
All right.
Sky?
Grambling versus Montana State.
I got to go with Grambling.
Okay. All right, so we're together.
Why did y'all pick Grambling?
Because of the athleticism on the team.
They're from the South, okay? That's
good. Oh, from the South. Yeah. And the,
they're from
and
Louisiana,
the athleticism.
Right? Louisiana?
So, yeah, Amy Beth Shaver.
Scott.
So you're saying...
Allison didn't pick a team.
That Montana State is probably...
Corn-fed beef boys.
White kids. And Grambling is not, and you picked Grambling.
I picked my people.
Because...
Y'all better
in basketball.
I thought it didn't start till Thursday.
This is the first four games.
Somebody turn Allison's mic off.
I think I'm just going to go back to Birmingham.
The play-in games were last night and tonight.
Everybody's panicking.
And so
All right, so you go Grambling. I go Montana State. You went Grambling. The same reason. You've got a random group, and you pick the kids that are more likely to be better at basketball.
Is this why the brackets had, like school/school?
Yes.
That's how they do it now.
Yes.
Okay, well, I pick in the top bracket the first school before the slash, and in the second one, I pick the school after the slash.
Yes, I think that's the perfect pick.
That was so good.
So who did I pick?
Wow.
We don't know.
None of this really matters anyway, because they're just going to get slaughtered when they get in.
So. All right, yeah. Colorado versus Boise State.
Do they play on the blue basketball court?
What's the over-under, Sky?
Oh, you want my personal opinion, or do you want
the facts? Yes, sir, before I pick.
Is it Boise and who?
Boise State and Colorado.
Colorado's probably going to be favored by 7-10, I guess.
Okay.
I'm going Boise State.
Boise State. All right. Why'd you go Boise State?
Because they have a blue field.
I'm going to pick Boise State for the blue field, too.
Really?
And yeah.
Colorado's all woke. I'll just go with Idaho.
I like it. Plus, they make good potatoes.
Idaho.
I don't know one person from Idaho. Oh, and it says ho.
Scott,
that's a perfect
who
reason.
Are you picking? They may have a Smurf field, but don't let that deter you.
I'm thinking there's a better chance Colorado wins. I'm going Colorado.
Everybody remember for tomorrow on Conspiracy Thinker Thursday. Okay?
Colorado's favored by 2.5. I was a little...
So we have a couple things tomorrow. We have what Barack Obama said about the vaccine and our population.
Mm-hmm. That's a good one.
I've got a clip, and Allison will like this one. Well, she'll like them all because we're like same brain. The Boeing whistleblower, what he said before his death.
Yes, that's a good one. Biden recommending roofing companies.
Yes.
That was very good.
That's a whole thing. And then, well, I don't even know if this is a conspiracy, but Allison and I were supposed to talk about this yesterday on the interview when we got bumped by the big guy.
Did you talk about that? Because that was funny.
Well, I was going to wait for you, so we can talk about that tomorrow. But guys, if you need a lawyer, can you guess the state where you shouldn't go?
California.
Washington.
Well, we know the answer. It's Washington.
Because they don't have to take the bar anymore.
You don't have to take the bar anymore.
Y'all don't really listen to me on this show, do you?
Well, we talked about it, but it's more important that we talk about it together.
I have some
breaking news real quick, if I may.
Okay, yes. Break it.
I just received a message, Martha. Insurance has been approved.
Woo! Yes.
Woo! Ambulance should pick Martha up around 5:30 p.m.
What?
At UAB Hospital.
She's coming
and
back?
And bring her to the rehab facility here in Montgomery.
Yay!
Yeah.
That is good stuff. Excellent
persistence
stuff.
Persistence pays off once again.
There you go.
All right.
We're going to try to be
Sky
back tomorrow at some point.
Yeah. He's so excited.
Woo! All right.
That is good. Coming that is home. Very good news. Allison, be careful out there. We appreciate you. Amy Beth.
No, you don't.
Well, you're right. But we'll see you tomorrow. I'll try to be back. See y'all.